Tell us the story of the Oklahoma Observer, its beginning.
Well, one day I got a call. I'm always getting calls. And Father Johnny Joyce wanted to meet me in the Capitol cafeteria. That's before Frank Keating closed it. And I went in the cafeteria, and he was already there. And he said, well, get yourself some coffee. I'm buying. So I went over and got a cup of coffee and came back and sat with him. We sat kind of over to one side. And he said, do you want the courier? I said, I'm sorry. What are you saying, Father? Do you want the courier? And now I had gotten permission, non-payment, to do stories, well, social nature, like divorce, abortion, and so on and so forth. I was in the Courier all the time and never paid a penny for it. Harmon Phillips says, no, you can't serve two masters. And if you want to donate your time, fine. I said, well, what about Bishop Reed? He owns the paper. And he said, he thinks he does, but everything's in my name. And I said, you're kidding. They were on 606 Southwest 3rd Street then, the Courier. If it's all in your name and you're offering it to me, how much? And he said, $1. And he said, can you line up a lawyer to draw up the papers? So we met at Mafee's office about 3 or 4 days later. And we shook hands. And he said, and I quote, give me my damn dollar. Well, Bishop Reed hired an attorney, and I mean big-time law practice in Oklahoma City, and they went through the whole thing. Their word was, gotcha. So he had to start from scratch. The Sooner Catholic is what it is today, and I picked up the Courier, and I started as a monthly. And boy, it wasn't going anywhere because the Catholics were fleeing in droves. See, they sent bundles by bus. And so I hired an ad gal in a little apartment building across from the OEA present thing. And Helen said, this is not going to work. First of all, you help your secretary find another job, and I'm going to take over as publisher. In 2 years, she put it in the black. Hmm. 2 years. Now, I don't mean very far in the black. I was working two part-time jobs for a company in Norman. And are you ready for this? I pasted up the Black Dispatch for money. I was the guy. Now, I didn't do any of the copy, but everything was printed. You see the waxer there? It's an old, ancient piece of garbage, and that and an insurance company in Norman, and I held those two jobs for a couple of years. Then, boy, the money started coming in, and we started taking money out. So,
how did you call it the Observer?
Well, I loved the publication at that time, the National Observer. Oh, my God, it was first rate. I subscribed that and 17 other magazines and journals, and Helen used to say, can't you do without a few of them? Well, some of them are monthly, some of them are quarterlies, but the National Observer, that's right. And I had a partner. Most people don't know this. When I started the Observer, there was a student at OU who started selling ads for me. And he wanted a piece of the paper. And I said, 50-50? And he said, you bet. Later on, this is a couple of years later, when he graduated law school, he said, buy or sell? I said, I'm not selling. What are you buying for? I said, I'll talk to Helen. And she said, at least $5,000. His name is Bill Bleakley. He does the big paper. The free paper in Oklahoma City. He got Eastward in Midwest City now. He's gone to glory. Hmm. He's made millions.
Yeah.
And he still has a terrific law practice. In fact, Lana Tyree, who was our attorney, along with Bob Nafee, told me that Blakely represented over 200 school districts.
You've bitten the hand of those who have advertised.
Yes.
Utility company?
Yeah, the first vice president of ONG called, and he said, "We buy half a page ad in every other issue." And that's what he said. He said, "And you go after us, our filing for the increase for the Corporation Commission?" And this is on the phone, and I said, "What do you think that ad buys you? It doesn't buy you the news columns or the commentary in the Observer." And so the ad agency called me, and he said, "What have you done now, Frosty?" They went through an ad agency. Fidelity. Oh, they were a big advertiser. And
American Fidelity?
Yeah, they were big advertiser. And then we had a couple of banks. We had a bank in Tulsa. Gradually, we just reduced it to the back page ads, $10. And I didn't want to do that, but Helen said it helps pay the bills.
But you offered subscriptions. Nearly every legislator, state legislator, would subscribe to your newspaper?
I passed it out free at first. You know, they print a document where you can get all their addresses. And only one refused it. He sent it back in the mail with a letter. And I won't quote what he said. Woo! He was a true believer. But most of them ended up subscribing. All the courts, Supreme Court justices have subscribed.